The Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100 times in NBA, MLB, MMA, NHL, golf, and more. Sign up today at underdogfantasy.com and use the promo code SGPN to get a 100% deposit match. Plus, the NFL draft is coming up and old-fashioned football is giving away some autographed NFL merch. Head to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/off-contest. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/OFF contest to enter today. And finally, we're giving away $200 cash in our NBA playoff round one prop contest. Sign up link is in our NBA channel and on our Discord.
Garnacho's loose touch. Sanessi's tried to free Solanke and he's found him. It's Dominic Solanke. He's done it again. Bournemouth are the early risers once more against Manchester United. And it's Solanke who fires them into the lead.
Well, it's a 1v1 situation up against Willy Caballa. And the youngster slips at a vital moment. A vital moment. Garnacho, full cross for Fernandez. Rashford coming towards it and does eventually get there. Garnacho pulls it across and Fernandez strikes Manchester United level. Their leader offers the leadership required and after a sticky start, Manchester United back on terms at the half hour. Justin Kluivert restores Bournemouth's lead. You can't believe how easy it is. You really can't. The space between Caballa and Dolo and right back was huge to grab Kluivert the space. Smith with a first time cross. Sam Kerkez! And again! Really unlucky the first time. Couldn't have got much closer. Back in by Kerkez, Kluivert! And Onana denies him brilliantly, but again he was afforded so much space. Fernandez again. Lining one up, pulled to the top of the bar.
What a beautiful effort that was.
Has pointed to the spot. Fernandez, the captain, stays calm. And for the second time this evening, at Bournemouth gets his team back on terms. It's Ryan Christie. And he's taken out on the edge of the area, or just in the area. It's a penalty in injury time. Manchester United have done it again. They've conceded.
Jarrod Gillett is looking at this and it is the finest of fine margins. It's the lesser prize for Bournemouth of a free kick.
You are listening to Bet MUFC here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Looking back at United's game against Bournemouth, but mainly focusing on both of your FA Cup semi-finals going down this weekend on Saturday and Sunday. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on X at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network on X at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network and also at Gambling Podcast. That's at Gambling Podcast. And also be sure to follow my other X account. That's at LockBettingX. That's at LockBettingX. I post free play winners there. I post my sports betting opinions there. and I post my monthly profit and loss spreadsheets there. The pinned tweet on the top of that account is always the P&L from the previous month. You can scroll down to find the rest, or you can head over to the website lockbetting.com, where you can also sign up for additional plays. My spreadsheets accumulate to 130 months in a row of transparent and track profit. What that means is for 130 straight months, which is a decade and 10 additional months, I haven't had a single losing month in sports betting. Now, I've had losing days and I've had losing weeks, but I've just never lost for that 30 to 31 day period. The spreadsheets back that up, as did the members' comments verifying the spreadsheets. Have a look how we do it. Have a look at the sports that we bet on, the type of bets that we do, and the way that we manage a bankroll. We get there sensibly. We don't chase losers with bigger plays, and we don't have any kind of monopoly money terminology. So no 5-star plays, no 10-star plays, no 20-star plays, no well plays, no max plays, no play of the week, month, year, or century. Just real stakes for real people managing a bankroll sensibly and managing to turn a profit every month so far for 130 months. If you have questions about it after you've done your research and due diligence, which I encourage you to do, my DMs are open at LockBettingX. So let's quickly recap this Bournemouth game in the league, because Man United's league games now, they just don't matter. They don't matter even more because of what we saw happen in Europe this week, with all four of the English teams involved in the Champions League and the Europa League going out, with only Aston Villa remaining now in the Europa Conference League representing the Premier League. Bad for the Premier League because it's supposed to be the best league in the world, and bad because now we are not getting 5 spots in the Champions League, which is good really for United, because Ten Hag would have been under serious pressure if Man United finished 6th and Aston Villa and Tottenham both got in. We were never going to finish in the top 4. We left it way too late to make a run. And in recent weeks, we've just blown leads and blown leads and blown leads constantly, conceding late goal after late goal. So it's not as important now, because it is going to be a straight shootout between Tottenham and Villa, and we were never going to take over both. We were looking for one of them to lose momentum or fall at the final hurdle whilst we could capitalise. It doesn't matter now. We're just trying to actually not get into the Europa Conference League, and we can do that by winning the FA Cup, which automatically gives you a Europa League spot, or we can get ourselves back into 6th, and that will also get you a Europa League spot, providing it is Manchester City that go on to win the FA Cup. Because with Liverpool winning the Carabao Cup, and if Man City win the FA Cup, then teams in the top 4 can't then take Champions League places and Europa League places. So it does open up more spaces for the other clubs. So it's not just 5th, it becomes 6th as well, with 7th dropping into Europa Conference League. Obviously, if Chelsea or Coventry win the FA Cup, that does change things. But I am expecting a all-Manchester final for the second year in a row. We'll talk more about that later when we get there. Before we do that, we're going to listen to Erik ten Hag briefly. And before we do that, let me take this quick little pause to tell you guys about the fact that the puck drops on the Stanley Cup playoffs this weekend, and that the Hockey Gambling Podcast guys have you covered. Talon, Ryan and Joel are breaking down every series leading up to Saturday's opening games, and will keep the picks and laughs coming all post-season long. Subscribe to the Hockey Gambling Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget, we're also giving away $200 cash in our NBA Playoff Round 1 Prop Contest. Sign-up link is in our NBA channel on our Discord.
FA Cup semi-final weekend, a really exciting weekend, a huge opportunity for us to progress to the final. How's the week's preparation been?
So far, so good. But we had some issues picked up in the game against Bournemouth, and we had to make some adjustments in training, and specific for Harry Maguire, because he picked up an issue short in the game. He dealt with it in the game, but then he needed time to recover. Today, he's back in training, back in team training, and for the rest, the preparation, is going in the right direction.
So other than that, similar squad to Bournemouth?
I hope that Anthony will return, and that Scott McTominay will return. And I think so, because Anthony trained whole week and Scott McTominay will step in training today in the full team training.
What has impressed you most about Coventry's progress to the semi-final?
Well, it's a huge performance from them. And they did so well last season. They were only so close promoting to the Premier League. Then they lost some good players. And then you have to rebuild. And that's normal. But they are still playing and fighting for promotion because they can still go into playoff and go for another chance into the Premier League.
The Championship is a brilliant league, a tough league. It continues to offer twists and turns at both ends of the table, so I guess you're well aware of the quality within that division.
I think it's the fifth division worldwide. And it's a very good league, very competitive. Players who are very fit, and also the technical levels are very high. So you have to play your best game if you want to beat them.
In the opposite dugout is Mark Robins, a man with a huge FA Cup history at our club. Have you heard all about that history, and are you looking forward to pitting your wits against him?
Yeah, of course, I have heard from the history, and that he was a Manchester United player and he was very successful here as well. He did a good job, scored amazing goal in an FA Cup round, so very important role. Went into the final, and also as a manager, he has a great career, building there for a long term already Coventry City. As I said, last season, they were almost in the Premier League. He's doing an amazing job.
Finally, you congratulated the under-18s this week on their title win, and they play City in the Premier League Cup final on Tuesday at Lee Sports Village. That should be a fantastic game.
It is, but what's very hopeful that United is back to winning leagues with young teams, academy teams, but also producing players like Alejandro Garnacho, like Kobbie Mainoo. And it's all about this, to produce players for the first team. And there was, I think, a little gap in the last decades, but it looks like now United is back. The quality in academy looks like it's going up, and as a result of this, they are winning leagues and they're going for cups. So they won also the FA Cup in 2022, and they are producing players. And by the end of the day, that is why we have the academy.
So from the sounds of that, and we used the Man United official interview for this rather than going to the press conference this week. By the sounds of that, he's looking towards the future, talking like he's going to benefit from the success of these young players. Well, he won't if Man United don't win the FA Cup, especially if we exit the tournament or the competition at the hands of Coventry this weekend. He won't. He will be gone before the end of the season, probably. But definitely at the end of the season if we lose to Coventry. I don't know what's going to happen if we lose a competitive FA Cup final to Man City and finish sixth in the league. I think if we get there and we have to play Chelsea and we lose to them, again, I think he'll be gone. I think only a competitive FA Cup final loss to Man City will save him this season, providing we do finish sixth. Because if we're playing in the Europa Conference League and we lose to City, or we lose to City convincingly, lose to Chelsea, or lose this game to Coventry, he's gone. I can only even say the FA Cup win guarantees Erik ten Hag his job. And Man United are the second favourites to win the FA Cup. This is because we have what is perceived to be the easiest FA Cup tie this weekend, and we're going to be covering both of them. United are available at the best price of 7-2, but more widely available at 3-1. City are the 7-10 favourites, more widely available at 4-6. Chelsea are available here at 11-2, which is the normal price. Some places 5-1, not as much value there. And Coventry are ranked anywhere between 33 and 40-1. So that's understandable. And that kind of tells you why Man United cannot afford to lose this game. We're going to run chronologically, and we're going to start with the first semi-final, which will go down on Saturday evening at Wembley Stadium as Chelsea take on Manchester City. Manchester City coming off 120 minutes in the FA Cup against Real Madrid, where they exited, the Champions League, where they exited the Champions League at the hands of Real Madrid via a penalty shootout. I have a smoke alarm in my apartment, and it needs the battery changing. But you cannot pull out the existing battery or take it apart. So it's continuing to beep and telling me that it needs a new battery. That's the noise in the background. And I don't have a battery. And I don't have a way of shutting that noise off. So that's what's bothering us all in the background at the moment. So to run through that again, they exited the Champions League at the hands of Real Madrid after playing 120 minutes. And they now play against a Chelsea side who they've played twice and haven't beaten once this season. In fact, Chelsea were the better team for large periods of both games and should have scored more goals on the counter-attack away to Manchester City and really took it to them at home in a 4-4 draw when they were not at their best going into it, but obviously performed on the day and, scored four goals against this Man City team, scored five goals against them this season in two games and should have scored a lot more away, where they went 1-0 up and should have gone maybe two or three goals up. So not an easy game for City yet. The books have them as the 8-13 favourite on the money line. It's 10-3 on the draw and it's 15-4 here on Chelsea. Whilst Chelsea are the 5-2 plus 250 underdogs to qualify, with Man City at 1-3 minus 300. Now, I expect Man City to win the FA Cup. I expect an all-Manchester final, but we're looking for value here as well. We're not just looking to blindly back what we think is going to be the outcome. Otherwise, we could take 1-1 to 300 minus 300 favourites, minus 400 favourites. We could do all of that if this was just a prediction show, like some shows are. But this isn't a prediction show. It's a betting show. It's sports betting. And when you are involved in sports betting, you're trying to find as much value as well as you possibly can. And given the records, I see no value on Man City. And given how Chelsea have played against City this season, I also see no value in Man City. So it's so difficult for me to just come on the show and say Manchester Derby final, take Man United to qualify, take Man City to qualify, because Man City alone will be 1-3 minus 300. And we'll come to the Man United price when we cover it. But for me, there's no value in doing that. And I'm looking for an alternative already. First of all, I will stipulate that I think Chelsea are a live dog, 100%. If you've not lost to Man City all season and they're coming off a Champions League exit while you got to rest, and it's not a normal exit, it's an emotional exit, it's 120 minutes in your legs, There's fitness issues over Haaland and De Bruyne. City wouldn't have even trained really on Thursday other than to do a warm down session. And they would have done training and travel on the same day on Friday, whilst Chelsea would have come straight from London. Everything here points to Chelsea being a live dog and the price on City being not just short, but overwhelmingly short. And therefore, Chelsea is probably the right side here if you're looking for value. The thing is that I don't like to give out losing bets. I like to find value and mention that there is value and give you the option, but I don't want to give that out as my official lean. If I was betting one side of this, I would bet Chelsea to qualify because that's where the value is. If you're looking for a winning bet, which I feel will win, it still gives you values. The combination of, yes, I think this will happen, and yes, I can find value on the play, it's BTTS at 4-6 minus 150. Both teams scored in both Premier League meetings between these two sides. They've both scored five goals against each other. And therefore, with both scoring five goals against each other in two games, that does make that the value bet here. There have been goals at both ends in each of Manchester City's last five games and in seven of Chelsea's eight. So strong, strong data, history between the two teams. There's nothing here in the game state that said there shouldn't be goals. In fact, 120 minutes in their legs means City should be susceptible to conceding goals, yet we know the firepower that they have And we know Chelsea don't defend well either. So I believe we'll see goals here. I believe we'll see goals at both ends. And with both league games finishing level, I do believe that Chelsea could get themselves to an FA Cup final here in this one. Chelsea have scored at least twice in each of their last eight games, but have conceded two or more goals in seven of those games. So there's another stat there that tells you what kind of games you should expect. I think this will be an entertaining one. I think goals at both ends will come, and therefore 4-6 at 4-6 -150 BTTS is my standout bet for this game, the first semi-final between Manchester City and Chelsea on Saturday evening. Now, before we move on to the United game, let me take this quick pause to tell you guys about Underdog Fantasy. The NBA playoffs are here, and our sponsor Underdog Fantasy wants to make it's a lot more interesting. Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. So make sure you sign up with our code SGPN and Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy and our promo code SGPN. So moving on to the United game. Now, I thought United would be a shorter favourite than this. They are the 1-4 -400 favourites to qualify, which is probably around about the price that I was expecting. But I was not expecting to get Manchester United at 3-5 to win this game in the 90-minute period. I thought it would be much closer to somewhere between -220 and -250. I did not think we'd be getting 3-5 here with the possibility of getting £160 back from a £100 stake. Now, that's obviously the best price available. It's more widely available at around 8-15, but I'm still surprised to see Manchester United on the money line here at this price against Coventry. Now, don't get me wrong, Coventry play in a tough league. The Championship's tough. It's tough to get out of. When teams come up from the Championship, they usually have a good chance of staying in the Premier League. But we've seen that is not the case this season, because the three teams coming up from the Championship, I believe, will be relegated from the Premier League, which actually tells you that the gap is getting bigger. And whilst Erik ten Hag was playing up Coventry's chances and saying that it's the fifth best league in Europe, I don't necessarily agree with that. I believe that's just to kind of take the pressure off Man United to kind of downplay expectations, to say this is a gimme, or this should be a game that Manchester United should definitely win. But I'm going to say it here on the show. This is the game that Manchester United should definitely win. We can excuse not being up for the league games and the fact that it wasn't really realistic that we were going to get into the top four. But there's no excuse here. There's no excuse for these players not to turn up for games at Old Trafford. And there's no excuse for us to not play for a trophy, especially after we knocked out Liverpool in the last round. We can't get up for the Liverpool game and then come to Wembley and allow Coventry City to hang around here in this game. Now, United need to sort themselves out defensively here. The last two games have finished 2-2. Coventry have scored 19 goals in this season's FA Cup, which is more than any other side, whilst four of Man United's last six games have gone over 3.5 goals, and we've conceded a ton of goals. So we need to sort that out. I believe that United will probably need to score two goals to win this game. So adding on over 1.5 goals to the money line is probably a sensible thing to do, given that United may be forced to score two goals here to win this game. That does give you a jump up. You get Manchester United with over 1.5 goals, and that is available at the price of 3-4. So that's an extra £15 back instead of the 160. You are now getting 175 back for £100 by adding the over 1.5 goals. And given the way that we've defended recently, even though it is Coventry from the Championship, it's very, very likely that United will even concede to them and will be forced to score two goals. Even if Coventry don't score, there's no reason that Manchester United shouldn't score two goals with the likes of Fernandes and Maynou and Hoyland and Rashford and Garnacho on the pitch. Man United's attacking as of late hasn't been their issue. It's been their defending. So I do believe Manchester United will themselves score the two goals that you need to win this. And it won't be a case of Coventry scoring and forcing us to score two goals. Although I do think that will be what happens. My lock here for this show is going to be exactly that. We're going to take Manchester United to win and we're going to tack on over 1.5 goals. I see Coventry coming to Wembley with no fear. I don't see this being a tight and cagey affair. I see Coventry feeling like they can score against United coming into this game. United, as I mentioned, have played out back-to-back 2-2 draws with four of Man United's last six games going over 3.5 goals. We just need two goals here in this entire game with Man United winning in the 90-minute period, and we get the boost of Coventry being the top goal scorers in the FA Cup this season with 19 goals scored already. So once again, as I mentioned on the EPL show, your lock this week comes here on BetMUFC. It's on Manchester United to beat Coventry City on the money line. And we are going to tack on over 1.5 goals that gets us away from Man United at 3-5. And instead, with Man United and over 1.5 goals, we get the price of 3-4, which is a £175 return from a £100 stake. That is your lock on this week's edition of BetMUFC. Good luck with all of your bets as always, guys. And thanks for listening.